through the 1970s and into the 1990s, if you were living in New England, at 7 a.m., if you were setting your alarm clock radio to go off at 7 a.m., you would be treated to a full 5 minutes of those bird songs, that exact recording. We just heard about a minute and 20. But then it would fade away after 5 minutes of bird songs into a glorious piece of classical music. I actually remember my favorite being Handel's Arrival of Queen of Sheba. What could be better than to start your day with the chorus of birds and a piece of classical music? From 1971 until his death in the year 2000, Robert J. Lertzema hosted the classical music program Morning Pro Musica from WGBH in Boston. He was known among the public radio listeners for those almost 30 years, also for his phrasing, which frequently included long pauses. Those long pauses are no-no in mainstream radio. He would say, "I'm not afraid of dead air. I don't think there's anything wrong with a quiet spot once in a while." Well, I don't know about for you, but on many days I yearn for that quiet spot from the endless chatter of today's talk radio. Now, yes, it is critically important to keep abreast of the day's news and events from our nation and around the world, but sometimes it is not more talk that I need, but rather simply music. Comforting, inspiring, peaceful, moving, poignant, spirited, and beautiful music. I was wondering, do any of you here have totally stress-free, no-challenge lives? So what might help us to get a brief respite from the daily news of our world and of our own personal lives? Well, the power of music to calm the stress of our lives has actually been in the news recently. Perhaps some of you caught the closing story on Wednesday night's PBS NewsHour, the story how music is helping children to cope with the stress of the world, which unfortunately even they cannot escape. The story comes from Cleveland, Ohio, of an educational program that combines the comforting and peaceful music of the Cleveland Orchestra with meditation to promote a sense of calm among those stressed and often anxious children. Chase is a third grader, and he loves it when his mom cooks up a big breakfast to begin the day, but that doesn't happen very often. Most of the time when Chase wakes up, his mom has already gone off to work, and his dad is left running around to take care of everything. Despite the loving home, mornings can be stressful for Chase and many of his neighborhood friends. But for the past year and a half, he's been able to leave some of that stress behind when he reaches his classroom. You see, it every morning at 9, the students stop and listen to a few minutes of Cleveland Orchestra music as part of a trial program to bring music and meditation into those children's lives. Chase captures the power of this music in this way. It's like when you're at home, it's cold outside, and you're sitting by a fireplace. All this stuff that was stuck in my head, it just goes away. And isn't little Chase simply echoing what some noted musicians have said? Taylor Swift put it this way: "People haven't always been there for me, but music always has." And then Bob Marley, the great Jamaican singer and songwriter, pioneer of reggae, he said it quite simply: "One good thing about music, when it hits you, you feel no pain." Well, in a story that has gone viral. Beautiful music recently hit one person and hit that person with an unbridled and full-throated joy. I first heard the story a few weeks ago when I received my news alert from the Boston Globe on my phone. The handle in Haydn Society had found the boy. Had found what boy, you might ask? Perhaps by now you have seen, heard, or read about the story. Here's what happened. At Symphony Hall in Boston on May 5th, the musicians of the famed Handel and Haydn Society were finishing their Sunday afternoon concert with Mozart's Masonic funeral music. The music ended, and there was a brief pause, and then there was heard from resounding through Symphony Hall, "Wow." For a moment, the stunned crowd was silent, but then they burst into applause, as much for that little boy as for those musicians. Well, this total break from proper classical music decorum took the president and CEO of the society by surprise. It was a delightful surprise, something he had never experienced in his entire career. So David Sneed set about to learn the identity of the person responsible for that wow. So with as much information as he had, Sneed wrote emails to that entire audience. And lo and behold, Stephen Maitland of Kensington, New Hampshire, came forward to say that the exclaimer was his 9-year-old grandson, Ronan, who happens to be on the autism spectrum. In fact, Mr. Maitland explained that he can count on one hand the number of times that Ronan has spontaneously come out with his feelings. He is virtually nonverbal. CEO Sneed said, "The audience is just rapt and quiet at the end of this quiet, contemplative piece of music. And somewhere in the back comes this wow. It was perfect. We all kind of felt that way, too, but because we are grown-ups, we didn't say it." And so, friends, each and every day, as we wake up to life, wake up to life's wonder and its beauty, we should turn to God and say, "Wow." Each and every day, even if we're not quite ready to get up, but we hear the sound of the birds singing and the music of God's awesome creation, we should turn to God and say, "Wow." Each and every day, as we face life's everyday trials and tribulations, stresses and strains, and are hit by music, comforting, uplifting, inspiring, joyful, peaceful, beautiful music, we should turn to God and say, "Wow." And finally, every day, as we are reminded in so many ways, big and small, of God's awesome and amazing love for us, we should turn to God and say, "Wow."